Blog Talk Radio.
Garage Talk Live starts now.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
And welcome to Garage Talk Live. I'm your host, Vinny Bonfiggy, or Vince for short. Anyway, it is Tuesday, September the 19th. Everybody in action this coming past weekend. NHRA kicking off their countdown. NASCAR Monster Energy Cup Series kicking off its playoffs. Xfinity and the Camping World Truck Series all in action this past weekend, and IndyCar actually wrapping up their series. So where do we start with all this? I guess we might as well to wrap up the IndyCar series, because they're done and over with. Their champion was crowned. Pack it in. Graham Ray Hall can go hang out with Courtney Force as she runs for her championship in Funny Car. But before we get to that, let's see how they all made out in the IndyCar series at the Grand Prix of Sonoma. Final road course, or any course of the year. 2.385 mile Sonoma Raceway. Of course, NASCAR was there not too long ago. And Simone Pagenaud takes the win in the final race of the season. He qualified third. Pole sitter Joseph Newgarden. How ironic. And I'll get to that in a little bit. Will Power takes third. Scotty Dixon was fourth. Leo Castroneves was fifth. Graham Ray Hall, who I was just talking about a second ago, was sixth. Marco Andretti, good one for him, in seventh. Ryan Hunter-Reay in eighth. Sebastian Bourdais in ninth. And Connor Daly rounds out the top ten. Takuma Sato, who won the Indy 500, was 20th. Alexander Rossi, who won last year, was 21st. The average speed was 104.96 miles an hour. I'm thinking car, the series are the only series where you get on a road and can average over 100 miles an hour. NASCAR below that. Race took an hour and 55 minutes. The margin of victory, a little big, 1.09 seconds. Zero cautions. Now, that was about the cleanest race you're going to get. Six lead changes. amongst three drivers, and that would be Newgarden, Bailey, and Pagenaud, with Newgarden and Pagenaud doing most of it. Bailey only led a couple laps. So, even though he finished second, Joseph Newgarden takes the Indy crown for this season. Simone Pagenaud, who won the race, that was his consolation. He came in second. Scotty Dixon wound up third. Kester Nevis fourth. Will Power fifth. Graham Rahal sixth. Alexander Rossi seventh. Takuma Sato eighth. Ryan Hunter Ray and Tony Kanaan. Was in the 10th spot. So with that, IndyCar season is done. Next season, in the streets of St. Petersburg, Florida, that'll start in March. I'm looking at this year's schedule, so I just can't give you the exact date. But anyway, that one kicks off on a street course. So then they go to actual racetracks. But I think the street courses are kind of fun. You want to give me a call? Call 646-649-1899. Or if you're on the web, you can Skype me at that same number. Here at Blog Talk Radio, we have a fantastic studio set up. And if you're a Facebook friend, depending on the right technology, will be able to Facebook message call or video chat into the show. I think it's just one more wire heading out into the laptop. Computers are great when the internet is working fine. Fine. I don't have any guests today. Everybody's probably in transition after the racing this weekend, and a couple things coming back up next weekend. Of course, Xfinity and Camping World Truck Series playoffs have not started yet, but they will be starting soon. The Camping World Truck Series only takes 8, so they're probably going to have, of course, the final 4 at Phoenix, and then they'll have a couple of rounds leading up to that. So 2 will get eliminated down the races. This weekend in New Hampshire for them. So they'll go 3 races, have an elimination at Talladega, I guess 2, and then go to Martinsville, have an elimination for the final 4 in Phoenix. And then, of course, 17th of November, out at Homestead, Miami, the final 4 will race for the championship. Well, let's look at how they all fared in their battle for finals. Johnny Sauter takes the win in Chicagoland. He only led once for 28 laps, but it was enough. He led the one that counted. Christopher Bell led the most. The race went the distance, no overtime. Sauter won by a margin of 2.005 seconds, which that's a good lead right there. Chase Briscoe wound up second. Christopher Bell in the 3rd spot, bound guy. Ryan Truex wound up 4th. He was your pole sitter. He's a little young yet. He did have a bounced around a little bit. Marty's younger brother. He was 4th. Grant Enfinger took the fifth spot. Ben Rhodes was sixth. John Hunter Nemechek, seventh. Noah Gragson was eighth. Kaz Grala, ninth. And Myatt Snyder rounds out the top ten. Let me look at some old friends. Jennifer Jo. Wow, she started 34th, made it to 23rd. But she had suspension problems. Only finished 27 out of 150 laps. Jordan Anderson, somebody who I'm going to get on the show, driving for TJL Motorsports, finished in 21st, started 21st. Josh Rayom, who's driving for Beaver Motorsports in the number 50, started 25th, finished 19th. I don't see TJ Cobb, so therefore I guess he wasn't in the race. I could tell you who failed to qualify. Nobody. So everybody that entered made the field. With the win, Johnny Sauter's victory. It was his 15th in the Camping World Truck Series. There were 6 cautions for 28 laps. And 12 lead changes amongst 6 drivers. So as we look at the playoffs in a little bit, check on our winner, Johnny Sauter, and here's what he had to say after the race.
All right, if I can have your attention here in the media center, we are now joined by our race winner, Johnny Sauter, driver of the number 21 ISM Connect Chevrolet. Johnny, in the playoff, you won today. Can you talk about what all that means to you?
Not good. You know, tonight was a pivotal night for us, I think. Obviously, the company, GMS, this is a brand-new truck that we ran earlier in the year at Iowa, and GMS fabrication, all in-house stuff, and kind of put it on jack stands until tonight just to see where we were. We were so happy with it at Iowa. So our ISM Connect Chevy was awesome tonight. We tried to win that first stage, and I blew it on the restart. I spun the tires, and I don't even know how we finished second in that. Needless to say, we lost a lot of track position, was able to drive back to the top five, and then I got another bad restart, and guys were kind of all over the place, and I elected to just let things work themselves out instead of trying to force the issue. And then Crafton got really loose down there in 3 and 4, and I thought, this is really bad. We're losing a lot of track position here. But we were able to drive back to third, I think it was, and then had a pretty decent pit stop. Last restart was a pretty good one, and was able to dog the 4 truck until he got loose, made a mistake, and capitalized on it. So just proud of everybody at GMS, Chevrolet, Hendrick Horsepower. This is a good night.
Terrific. With that, we will open it up for questions. If you have a question for Johnny, please raise your hand. We'll get him on the field.
No Cardinal fans allowed. Sorry.
Anyway, that was Johnny Sauter, race winner, as he takes the win in the regular season wrap-up. We go to look at the points. For Bell, if they have a regular season like they do in the Cup Series, yeah, they got the stages, so I'm sure would take the regular season trophy. So that all kicks off for Truck Series. Let's see how they stand and the homepage, and then we'll go wrap up the NHRA before we come back to the rest of the NASCAR events this weekend. So with Christopher Bell, he is your top seed. Johnny Sauter is second. John Hunter Nemechek is third. Matt Crafton is fourth. Chase Briscoe. Ryan Briscoe is an Indy driver. Chase Briscoe is next. Austin Cindric, Ben Rhodes, and Kaz Grala. Sauter has 2 wins on the season. That ties him with John Hunter Nemechek, but being Johnny Sauter has the has more points. That rates him higher in the series. On to drag racing as they kick off their countdown to the championship. It was a fun event this weekend down at the Z-Max Dragway in Concord, North Carolina. Basically, Google Earth it, you'll see it's like right there with Charlotte Motor Speedway, probably across the road or the back parking lot. But Bruton Smith combining drag strip with oval should be really interesting because, I mean, the more events you can have there, the more people come down there, the more money you can make. So he has that in Charlotte. He has it in Las Vegas. He also has it, if I'm not mistaken, he also owns Sonoma, and there's a drag strip up there as well. So Bruton Smith, savvy businessman, with a number of tracks. He has two races down there at Charlotte at the Z-Max. He has the 4-wide Nationals, which I'm going to try to get to. And, of course, the kickoff to the countdown, which is the NHRA Carolina Nationals. Well, anyway, let's see who did what to get where they are. Your number one qualifier was Doug Kalita. And he actually made it to the finals against a former guest of the show, Richie Crampton. We haven't talked to Richie in a while. He's from down under. I think he was running there, but he was able to make the field. He said he was working on fabrication stuff. So, but anyway, back in the car, qualified number 7. So there was your final battles. So Doug Kalita in round 1 faced his number 16, Chris Caramensis, up against Tony Schumacher in round 2. And Clay Milliken has been having some pretty good runs this year. Made it to up against the semifinals. And then Richie Crampton had to go up against Scott Palmer in round 1. And then Steve Torrence, who has been on the tear up until this week in round 2. Brittany Force in the semifinals. And which brought him up against Doug Kalita. Now, Kalita had an 0.51 off the tree and a 3.77 with a 5. Crampton with an 0.61, a little slower, but a 3.87 with a 6. And Kalita takes the Wally in round 1. Side notes, low ET, Clay Milliken, 3.72 with a 5. Wow. Wayne Newby, who actually made it to round 2 after beating Leah Pritchett in round 1. Had your fastest reaction time in the top fuel division with an 0.38. And Brittany Force had the top speed at 327.9 miles an hour. I would have loved to have seen her take the win, but it was not to be this week. But she had a good runner-up. We'll get to their points in a while. On to the funny car. Finals came down to a couple of teammates, Courtney Force and Robert Height. Courtney, again, raking in the number one qualifying spot. Bob Gilbertson dispatched him. He's got a 3.9 with a 4 with a 7. In round two, she went up against her dad. They're pretty tree. 0.69 for her, 0.71 for him, but he had a 3.98 with a 3, which is not too shabby, but she had a 3.93 with a 4, which was pretty darn quick. But was it quick enough to win the finals? And then she went up against fellow lady competitor Alexis DeJuria, 3.95 to 3.97. Alexis with an 0.91, a little slow off the tree. Courtney with an 0.69. On to the final round against Robert Height, her teammate. Height didn't have... had toughest road to hoe through eliminations to get to the final. Round one, up against Matt Hagen, top contender in the countdown. Round two, Tommy Johnson Jr. Round three, J.R. Todd, who in the DHL car has been coming on strong. And then up against Courtney Force, again, number one contender. But here's the thing, when it came down to it, and this is what it came down to. Off the tree, Courtney Force, 0.60. Standard for funny car stuff. Robert Height, he had a pro stock launch with an 0.19 in that Nitro funny car. Courtney with a 3.98.0, but Robert Height not only got her off the line, but took it down at the finish line with a 3.94 with a 3, taking the Wally. For a slow ET of the evening was a 3.92 for Robert Height. Which he did in round one. And the reaction time with an 0.19 in the final round. Top speed, though, had to give it to Courtney, 330.07 mile an hour. So Courtney came up short. She still advances. She made it to the finals. We'll see where that breaks down as soon as we finish up with Pro Stock and Pro Stock Motorcycle. Speaking of Pro Stock, Tanner Gray, your number one qualifier, and he made it all the way to the finals up against Greg Anderson, your number two qualifier. So it was a battle of number one and number two. Tanner takes round one over Val Smeland up against Erica Enders, who actually Enders 0.16 in round one against Laughlin 0.42. Enders with a 6.65. I don't know what happened in round two. I kind of missed that one. I was trying to catch it between things. I had them on side by side. But Tanner Gray with a 6.58, 0.44 off the tree. Erica, good start, 0.32, but with an 8.92. So I'm thinking she lost traction there and came home a little short. Tanner Gray up against Jason Lyne, 0.26 for the young boy. Line with a 6.60 with a 3. Tanner quicker off the light with an 0.26. Line with an 0.39. On the other side of the ladder, Greg Anderson up against Alan Pruszynski. Pruszynski off the tree first. But only had a 6.69 with a 9. Greg Anderson, couple hundredths later, Phil was able to get down the line quicker with a 661 with a 7. In round two, Anderson up against Drew Skillman, who's been having a good time of late, a good run of late. 660 with a 5 to Skillman's 666 with an 8. Skillman off the line first, but Anderson having the horsepower to do it. Then up against teammate Bo Butner. Anderson 024 with a 661 with a 6. Beats Butner with a 050. 659 with a 7. He could have turned that 050 into an 030. He might have taken Anderson because Butner was a lot quicker. But anyway, Anderson, with his win, is a hole shot because he was able to get out first and get down there first. Let's set the stage for the final round. Tanner Gray, 026. 661 with a 4. Anderson, 047 with a 663 with an 8. Tanner Gray taking the win, relegating Anderson to second. Low ET, Tanner Gray with a 658 in round one. Drew Skillman with the 013 reaction time. Tanner Gray takes it in top speed with 210.47, which in drag racing, it doesn't really matter. It's whoever can go from point A to point B first. So sometimes the whole shot out the light first will get you down there before somebody with a faster ET. It's amazing how that works. In the pro stock division, Andrew Hines, your number one qualifier, up in the finals against Eddie Krawick, the number two qualifier, is a familiar sight. Hines going through Charlie Sullivan, Chip Ellis, Carolina Jr., and Eddie Krawick in round one, Mark Paquette, Matt Smith in round two, Jerry Savoie in round three. And then in the battle of the Harleys, off the line for Hines, 025 off the line for Krawick. 023, so we have a dead heat off the line. And who takes it? Krawick over his teammate, Andrew Hines, with a 685, and Hines with a 691. So that puts them at T682 for Hines. I mean, Krawick. Karen Stoffer with the best reaction time of the day, 001. Too bad it didn't translate into a good day for her because she wound up losing to Matt Smith with all that bias. Full tenth of a second. Actually, not really. Just enough. 01 to 034. She should have taken that race. I don't know what happened there. And the top speed, Eddie Krawick. So the standings as we're looking at it right now. Round one, your top 10 are in pro stock. Doug Kalita with a team point lead over Steve Torrent. Antron Brown in the third spot. Brittany Force hanging in fourth, 56 back. Passage, 58 back. There's a swing that could happen there between Brittany Force, Tony Schumacher, Clay Milliken, and Leah Pritchett. They're within 9 points of each other. Right now, separating the pack is Coletta Torrance and Antron Brown. And at the bottom three would be Terry McMillan, Scott Palmer, and Sean Langdon. Off to the funny car division. Robert Height with the win pulls ahead of Ryan Capps. Courtney Force, being she was in the final, she's in the third spot. She's 56 back. Tommy Johnson Jr., one of Robert Height's opponents, fourth, J.R. Todd. Matter of fact, all of Robert Hoyt's opponents are fourth, fifth, and sixth. Tommy Johnson Jr., J.R. Todd, and Matt Hagen in the sixth spot in that order. Past Jack Beckman, seventh. John Force in eighth. Kristen in ninth. And Cruz Pedregon in the top ten. Bumped out of that is Alexis DeJorius. She didn't make the cut anyway. But here's your top three, 56 points apart. Courtney can get it together and do it. What Robert Hight did and defeat your top contenders on the way to the final and then taking the Wally, she might find herself in a pretty much dead heat or even take the points lead from her teammate. On the pro stock, Tanner Gray has a 25-point lead over Bo Butner. Greg Anderson, he's third, 35 back. Jason Lyon is fourth. Drew Skillman's fifth. Eric Enders is sixth. He's 114 out. Not looking so good for her, but she's in it. Anything could happen. But there's a tough line ahead of her that's been running a whole lot better and more consistently. And then behind her in seventh and eighth are her teammates, Jeg Coughlin Jr. and Vincent Nobile, rounding out your top ten. There are Alan Johnson and Chris McGahey. In the Pro Stock Motorcycle Division, in Mellow Yellow Series, Eddie Krawick takes over the top spot with the win. Ellie Tonglet, 48 back. Hector Arana Jr. is third, 52 back. Andrew Hines is fourth. He's 58 back. That's doable there. Then we got fifth, sixth, and seventh, which is Jerry Savoie, Matt Smith, Scotty Polacek. And eight, nine, and ten will be Joey Gladstone, Karen Stouffer, and Angie Smith. The bottom four are over 117 points behind, so that'd be a tough road to hoe, but they're in it. That's something that I think Angie and Karen haven't been was being in it. Next race of the week, the next event for NHRA Mellow Yellow Drag Racing is this coming weekend. Maple Grove Raceway in Pennsylvania for the Dodge NHRA Nationals. That's one track I didn't get to, but my partner Tammy did. She got to Maple Grove and was able to interview Ashley Force there. So and John Force and Courtney. And of course at Maple Grove I was able to get John and who else did I get there? Oh, I got a bunch of people there. Larry Dixon. Bob Tasker, a few others. There was a local guy that ran a drive in a drag racing school that was in the event. Didn't get past round one, but I think he ran it out of Atco, New Jersey. But you can check out the Dodge Nationals in Maple Grove. Go to NHRA.com, click on tickets, event info, schedule. Matter of fact, see, they have sportsman qualifying, and then Friday the Midway opens. That's where all the fun begins, where you walk up and down and buy your stuff and top alcohol qualifying, pro stock qualifying, nitro qualifying. All that kicks off at 10 a.m. And then Saturday, every track opens up at 9, and then you have your alcohol qualifying session, nitro school, mellow yellow autograph session, pro stock qualifying and nitro qualifying. Of course, motorcycle and pro stock car. and jet cars after qualifying, schedule permitting. So go out and catch the jet cars. Remember the old days? Used to see it on TV, Roger Gustin and the lava machine, the jet funny car, watching that flame shoot out the back. And then, of course, Saturday, another qualifying session, and then things open up at 9. Oh, after the pro stock qualifying, you have top alcohol eliminations, and then on Sunday, everything opens up at 10. Steel Master track walk, race day review, pre-race ceremony, nitro round one, pro stock round one, alcohol round one, and then round two, and then round three, and then finals, or semifinals and finals, and then the winner's circle. Four. If you're going to watch it on TV like me, I'll probably just get the finals. That'll be Sunday. NHRA qualifying, where's the live stuff? Where's the elimination? There we go. Live at 2 o'clock on Fox Sports 1. Check your local listings for the proper channel. 219 if you had DirecTV. And then things will re-air on Monday. But Monday I got stuff to do, and then it'll re-air again until following that. After Maple Grove, it's in a row out to Gateway Motorsports Park. Then they have a couple weeks off. And kick off October out at the Texas Motorplex. October And then a couple weeks after that for the trip to Vegas on the 26th for the Toyota Nationals. And then everything wraps up at Auto Club Raceway in Pomona. Final event, November the 9th through the 12th. And there's your lineup for your countdown. Okay. What do we have now? We have the Xfinity Series. Justin Allgaier takes the win to wrap up the regular season. He led once for 15 laps, holding off Kyle Larson, who finished second. Elliott Sadler was third. Daniel Hemric, fourth. Austin Dillon, fifth. Matt Dur, seventh. Ty Dillon, eighth. Ninth is Blake Koch, and tenth, Darrell Bubba Wallace. Your stage winner was Eric Jones in the 20. We'll see what happens. He's going to stay in the 20 Cup car next year, moving over from the 77 in Furniture Row Racing, going from teammate Martin Truex to being there with Daniel Suarez and that crew. That'll be Hamlin, Suarez, Hamlin, and Kyle Busch. You can learn a bit from there. Morgan Shepherd made the field. Hey, Morgan. Started 38th, finished 38th, only 23 laps complete. The race wins the distance, no overtime. Margin of victory, 1.77 seconds. Average speed, 133.2. 2 hours, 15 minutes, 7 seconds. The win was Justin Allgaier's fifth in the Xfinity Series. There were five cautions for 24 laps. Everybody made the field of 40. 11 lead changes amongst five drivers. Let's go to the tape. And listen to Justin Allgaier on what he had to say. Of course, the win the win was Allgaier's second, but that puts him one behind William Byron. So he doesn't get the top seed, and he doesn't win the regular season, but didn't need to. He is there. So let's hear what Justin had to say on his win in Chicagoland.
All right, we'll keep going with our post-race media availabilities here for the 17th annual TheHouse.com 300. We are now joined by our race winner, Justin Allgaier, driver of the number 7 Grant Celebrating the Future AG Chevrolet. Justin, can you talk about what it means to be a winner here today at Chicago?
First of all, I'm sorry I'm late, but I know y'all have seen the big four, and there's a lot of people that decided that they were going to come down. Rick Brand always tells me to call the party, and today we did that. And they all came down to party in Victorian, so we took a little longer than normal, so I apologize for that. But just an awesome weekend, you know, obviously coming home. This is my home racetrack that I've loved dearly for a number of years and was fortunate enough to get a win here before. But to have Top Brand on the car, celebrating the future bag, FFA 4-H on the car this weekend, you know, just the whole connection of being from Illinois go to Victory Lane was incredible. Obviously, you know, this is the last race before the playoffs. And for us, those bonus points are huge. You know, that puts us in a great spot going into these first three races of the playoffs. And this team never gives up. They never quit. And at one point in the race today, I wasn't even sure if we were going to finish in the top 10. And then to be able to come back and go to Victory Lane was really special. So those last restarts were so important. We were able to get good restarts, and ultimately, you know, that's what got us pretty really
standing. And just so you know, too, Justin, we did have Dale Jr. and Jason in here earlier, and they were incredibly proud of you as well. So if we have questions for our race winner, please raise your hand. We'll get a mic to you, and we'll get going. Chris?
There we have Justin Allgaier talking about his win. Like you said, it was the last race before the regular season. That being said, William Byron finishes the regular season with the regular season win championship, like Truex did last week, even though he got screwed. So their playoffs start in Loudoun, as well as the Truck Series this coming week. Justin Allgaier, second. Elliott Sadler, third. Daniel Hemric, fourth. Brennan Poole, fifth. Ryan Reed, sixth. Jeremy Clements, seventh. Cole Custer, eighth. Blake Cook, ninth. Matt Tift, Brendan Gaughan climbed a spot. And rounding out the 12, Michael Annette. Now, they're all seeded according to playoff points, so regular season and stage wins come into play here. Now, you still collect these points as well through the playoffs, because they still run stages and you still have to keep your space. These playoff points can make a difference when it comes down to being in elimination zone. You have a bad race, then playoff points come in handy. Let's check out the regular season points anyway, and see how they stand. Of course, everybody resets at 2,000, and then according to your playoff points, that's where you fall into place. So you're seeding. So you have three guys within 5 points, and that'd be Byron, Allgaier, and Sadler, because even though Sadler doesn't have a win this season, he has 20 playoff points, which means he won a lot of stages. You get 5 points per win and one playoff point per stage win. So he won 20 stages, and that's a big difference. And, of course, then your next one will be Daniel Hemric, and he only has 9. Everybody else is 9-6, 5-5, 5-5, which is basically Ryan Reed and Jeremy Clements got their 5 for winning a race, no stage win. Brendan Poole and Daniel Hemric have no wins, so theirs are stage wins only. And then Michael Annette has a stage win. Brendan Gaughan has 3. Matt Tift has 4. And Blake Koch, Cole Custer, 5 with no race wins. So they're all stage wins. Like I said, that can come into play. So there you have your setup there. They go into Loudoun. Big weekend up there. Lobster Fest. But, nah, just kidding. They do have that big lobster in Victory Lane. I don't know if they get to eat it or they put it back in what have you. But the thing's got to be at least 4 or 5 pounds. I wonder if those big ones are tough. Anyway, on to the main event of the weekend. The NASCAR Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. I said that twice. I should have said it first. It was the Tale of the Turtles 400. It was the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie is coming out. And Martin Truex Jr., who didn't win a stage at all, not this time. Didn't even lead the most laps. Not this time. Got screwed last week at Richmond. Not this time. It was getting iffy down towards the last 5. Laps to go, and I was like, come on, NASCAR. If somebody scuffs the wall without really damaging anything, don't throw the yellow. Don't throw the yellow. I picked him to win this week on last week's show, if I'm not mistaken. Go to Facebook's Garage Talk Live page and check me out. I got a couple things posted there about the fastest women in NASCAR. Jennifer Jo Cobb is featured in that. And Danica. I'm surprised they didn't get a little more into it with another head, Janet Guthrie. And they couldn't leave out, you know, Shauna Robinson, who's a friend of mine. And, yeah, I like the name drop, but anyway. But she actually won an Xfinity Series pole. So, there. So that's a big deal, too. And of course, she was wrecked on the first lap by Michael Wallace, Rusty and Kenny's brother. I remember an interview at Dover with Mike. Good one, too. But I got done with Kenny, and he said, I'd go interview your that guy over there. I said, sure, I'm on my way. And we got to talking about women in racing, and of course his daughter, was Chrissy Wallace, was driving, and he was all for it at the time, but he wasn't for it back when he was a driver and he was behind Shauna Robinson. So, but I wonder, did I ever play that one for her? But I remember bringing that up. And what have you. But anyway, this week, Vindication. Martin Truex Jr. takes the checkered flag with a margin of victory of 7.179 seconds. He was doing all he can to keep Kyle Busch a lap down, because Kyle, believe it or not, was running good until he had a few issues. He started on the pole. I mean, Skittles car looked pretty good. And you know, if Kyle's anywhere near the front, he's going to be pushing for it. But and Kyle led twice for 85 laps. That was the most. And he got a playoff point. He won the first stage. Martin Truex didn't win any stages, but he's still got the 5 playoff points. Chase Elliott, who finished second, took stage 2, which helps him. Kevin Harvick was 3rd, D9 laps as well. Denny Hamlin was 4th. Kyle Larson, 5th. Brad Kay, 6th. Joey Logano, 7th. Jimmy Johnson, JJ, 8th. Finished 8th. He's going for 8. That's right. He has 7 championships, looking for number 8. Kenseth, 9. Jamie McMurray, 10. Brian Blaney, 11. Like I said, your stage winners were Kyle Busch in 1, Chase Elliott in 2. It This was Truex's 12th victory in the Monster Energy Cup Series. Guess what? That's five of them this year. So should have been six. Could have been seven. He had a shot at Darlington, had problems. Then again, at Richmond, had problems. So there's a few wins that got away this season. And if he had done that, man, there was no way. But with the win, he locks in the round two, pads his playoff points, holding off Kyle Larson, who didn't get any because he didn't win a stage or the race. He was in second in the standings. But anyway, there were 12 lead changes amongst seven drivers, even Landon Castle, who you don't hear of running good. He ran good in the 34 car. So I remember when he was driving for Dale Jr. Motorsports. He showed promise then and then couldn't land a cup ride for a while. So four cautions for 21 laps. The 12 lead changes amongst seven. Average speed, 145 miles an hour, 2 hours, 45 minutes, 16 seconds. There's Martin Truex talking about his win.
We are going to wrap up our media availability for today's Tales of the Turtles 400. We are joined by our race winner, Martin Truex Jr., driver of the number 78, Furniture Row Denver Matches Toyota. Martin, the second year in a row, you've won the race. It's kind of got a little slimy out there in Victory Lane. Why don't you talk about that first?
Yeah, I just spent about 5 minutes in the bathroom washing my hands and face, trying to get all the green stuff off. So it was, I remember watching Nickelodeon as a kid, you know, and watching that show where it was like an obstacle course thing and they would get slimed all the time. And I thought it was hilarious. Also, that's it. I couldn't think of the name. And it's a lot funnier to watch people get slimed than it is to get slimed. A lot slimier than I expected, but it's definitely worth it to get that after the race today. So thanks to Nickelodeon, but yeah, definitely excited to be able to come to the first round of the playoffs again this year and cap it off with a win. So proud of my team. It was not an easy day by any means. You know, we had the speeding penalty, then the issues with the lug nuts on the pit stop, and then we went from last to third and 80 some laps or so in stage two, so that felt pretty good. And then, you know, honestly, just kept tweaking our car all day long. It was not where we wanted it to start the race, and probably through the first 50 or 80 laps, we were off a little bit and just kept getting it better and better. And I thought the last 100 laps of the race, it was really, really good. So just proud of everybody for sticking with it all day, and here we are.
There you have Martin Truex talking about his win. King round one of, not the whole round, but round one this weekend. In the first segment of the chase, he's safe from elimination in Dover when we come down to the Monster Mile. We're going to get Mike Lewis from Dover on for next week. So, we could talk about the upcoming stuff. Anyway, as we look at the playoffs here, Martin Truex, with one win, moves on. 58 playoff points they carry with you through all 10 events. Kyle Larson, 25 back. That's a half a race different. And it all comes down to who's going to do what at Loudoun. Does somebody win and move on, or does somebody maintain status quo? You have a lot of guys in there. Here's your threats right now on the bottom. Kurt Busch, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., who has 10 playoff points. Casey Kane and Ryan Newman. Newman, the only one in that list without a win. But actually, did Austin Dillon get a win? Anyway, I think he did. But and Jamie McGuire, he doesn't have a win. But they're in points according to how they finished. That's why they are where they're at now. So Truex, I'm surprised Chase Elliott. Oh, well, maybe, yeah. I don't understand why they got it there. But That's how it is. Anyway, as we get all set up, we're going to Loudoun and see who we're going to make a pick for there. Denny Hamlin did win that race. He didn't lead the most laps. Truex did. Truex also started on the pole. This is a mile track, not a mile and a half. Kyle Larson was second, and this was this year, so this was in July. Over last year's chase, Harvick, Kenseth, Kyle Busch, Keselowski, Kurt Busch, Edwards, Truex, who led the most laps then, Truex, who led the second most, Kenseth, but Kenseth finished second, Truex up there. So even this year, Truex and Kenseth and Hamlin were, and Harvick were good. So who am I looking at here? Harvick didn't lead any laps this year. Kyle Busch led 95 laps. He led the second most. You know, start going in through the computer next time. I got to worry about internet and buffering speeds. See, I can do this two ways. I can go directly into the computer or through the cell phone. When you get a call coming through or trying to get through that don't make sense, then that's what happens. Hamlin won. Larson was second. Truex led. So, it's going to be a tough call. Which one do I want? Go back to last year in the chase. Where was Hamlin? Again, Harvick was the closer. He closed out twice for eight laps. Kenseth led a good amount of laps in the chase race last year. And only led four laps this year. So I'm going to rule him out, but I'm not going to rule him out. And Hamlin, we're looking at Toyotas here. The only non-Toyota is Kyle Larson and Kevin Harvick in the top five. But Toyotas have done well there. So that would be Chase, Kyle Busch in 12th. Truex finished third. Denny Hamlin. So it's kind of makes me wonder. I guess we'll go with, I don't want to say Truex again because he just won, but it's going to be hard. So I'm going to go out on a limb. And I have to go with, do I go with Kyle or Hamlin? It's really going to be Kyle or Hamlin. I think it's going to be a Toyota. But I guess we'll go with I don't know who we're going to go with. I'll go with Kyle Busch this week, just to be safe. He's looking for a win. I think he needs to get something. So my guess is going to go Kyle Busch. All right. Well, that's our show for today. I'd like to thank you all for joining me. Go check out our Facebook page or Twitter or follow me at GTL Vince, or we have a at Garage Talk Live and Facebook.com/Garage Talk Live. Hit a like on it and we'll see you all next week. Good day. Good reason. Bye now.